Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili dog.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Wanton endangerment. Wanton?
Wanton? Sweet spot at Cowboys training camp in Oxnard, California. Thanks to Will McClay for joining us live today and Cooper Beebe. Fun show. Fun football show. And it's 257 Butt Boy Ham.
Thank you, Matt. Hold on, let me pull that up. Thank you, Matt. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Century Snake.
Thank you very much. In a way, I'm sad to report that we have bad news.
Oh, no.
Earlier this morning, our own Justin Montemayor tried to adopt a great white shark. He brought it home with him.
SPCA was doing a clear of the tanks.
He was doing Dallas Sharker.
Bring it home like a goldfish in a plastic bag.
He tried to watch an episode of Shrinking with the great white shark and forgot to feed him. And in turn, the shark ended up eating Monty during episode 4 of season 2 of Shrinking. So they didn't get through the season either.
This doesn't sound empanada related at all.
Well, I believe that the body was discovered by a DoorDash delivery driver who was delivering empanadas.
Yes.
Interesting.
So hold a good thought for Monty. Today is August 7th, the 219th day of the year, 146 days left in 2026. It is National Lighthouse Day. Never been in one.
You can change that.
There's some out here, right? There's got to be.
I feel like that's a northeastern
that's east thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
There are lighthouses everywhere. Really, I just saw one in Kauai. There's a massive lighthouse.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to be near an ocean.
A lighthouse in Kauai.
Okay, there are very few inland lighthouses, I will concede.
I mean, maybe only at mini golf courses.
There's 35 historic lighthouses along the coastline in California.
Okay, we need to find one and go in one.
Just some knowledge off the top of my head.
What do you think's inside a lighthouse?
Like candy?
Just filled with candy?
Yeah.
A lot of stairs.
There's one on the Channel Islands. We can even take a hike.
Ah, up to channels.
It. Yeah, you want a freighter just running into the Channel Islands?
Wouldn't that be great?
See where
though,
they filmed Jurassic Park.
It was free candy. You know, that's how I got Mike to go out there back in the day. It's because
I don't want to do it.
He didn't want to go to the Channel Islands, but I convinced him that's where Jurassic Park was filmed.
Well, and then he was asking people where the T-Rexes were.
Yeah, where do you? Where do you pet a velociraptor?
See the pterodactyl.
On this day in history, in 1782, George Washington created the Badge of Military Merit, which later became the Purple Heart.
My granddad has had one.
Was he, for what war?
Korea.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you win a Purple Heart, is it actually a purple badge that you get?
Purple badge?
Yeah.
It does come in a box.
Well, what did your grandpa do specifically?
Paratrooper.
I know, but you got to do something.
He injured his leg while paratrooper.
He didn't save anyone, though?
Well, I mean,
he was on turf instead of grass, and it's just the ACL.
With the Rich Phillips way, just blew his quad out. I'm not totally sure. Okay.
Will McClay did ask about Rich Phillips's injuries. Like, how'd he do it? And we're like, he's walking.
Like, so if you just paratroop into the side of a barn, Purple Heart automatically.
I guess.
Sure.
Isn't it where, like, you don't even know what he
really
did?
I never quite questioned it, but I knew he had one.
That's the thing, is that you feel like you, now, as an older guy, you feel like you probably missed an opportunity to talk to him. But we as kids, grandparents are there for, you barely even, you don't know anything about him. In the end. Yeah. Sadly. In 1959, the first U.S. satellite to photograph the Earth is launched. In 1974, Philippe Petit walked on a tightrope between the Twin Towers.
Man on wire.
That seems dangerous.
It'd be tough to do today.
It would, line four guy. Line four guy, how was your procedure?
Let's just say that although I've been putting it off for 10 years, I am polio free.
There you go. Cleanest colon in the Southwest.
It's time to start filling it back up.
In 2007, Barry Bonds hit his 756th career home run to break Hank Aaron's longstanding record. Off of, Ham says, off of Norm's producer, Frito.
The most successful bad radio intern.
Bassick?
Yeah.
Cray-tray.
Okay.
He was Monty. Trying to throw him high. Yeah. He got the 84 miles
Jared.
An hour.
Yeah?
Mino.
What?
Jared from Subway was an intern of y'all's?
We're not doing this either. I'm going to make a list of things we're not doing today. We're going to start with Dora the Explorer and Jared from Subway.
How many Doras could you fit in Jared's pants?
All of them.
Remember the...
But it's a cartoon. Let's remember.
Remember the closing prayer that we used to do, though, when you used to shoehorn Jared in at the end?
The closing prayer? No, I must have forgot what that was.
After each training camp? And let's not forget Jared, who is a true gentleman.
You guys are all taking a knee on the practice field in a circle.
Bobby! The most misunderstood of all the sandwichmen.
I don't know if that's fair.
Okay.
In 2018, China banned the release of the Winnie the Pooh movie Christopher Robin after the character is used to mock President Xi Jinping. Okay. I can see that.
Bang, ting, ow.
Birthdays today. The great Alan Page, 81. Is that wrong way, Alan Page?
That was Jim Marshall.
Is it Senator Alan Page?
You know, I was trying to figure out the last name you threw at us there. The Chinese president.
President Xi Jinping?
Yeah, and it just reminded me...
Is that Pedro's little person?
No, but... It did remind me of Guinness World Record holder He Ping Ping, which is totally different, but also from China.
What's his bit?
You're just playing to your old partner.
He Ping Ping was 2'5", and the world's shortest mobile man until his death.
Okay. I get He Ping Ping and Nelson De La Rosa, their names confused. That's Pedro's.
I can see that.
He ended up marrying Xi Ding Ding.
Dave?
I don't think that's true, Dave.
He, Ping Ping, hey. Xi Ding Ding.
There he is.
Is that Ping Ping?
That's Ping Ping.
At 2'5".
It's the old pinger.
Dom Capers is 76. What a delicious, salty treat he probably is.
Gross.
Man.
Please mark that.
You get saltier with age.
He's a caper. Edgar Renteria is 51.
World Series MVP.
Explosive Renteria.
El Pupo.
Katie Sowers, 40. The first...
El Pupo.
Female coach in NFL history.
I've been doing a lot of that the past couple of days.
See the one with the Rams or the 49ers? She had like the Surface tablet in the commercial.
She was the first gay coach. In NFL history.
Yay. Huh. How could you tell?
Bardill. That person's lesbian?
By the way, there was a point where He Ping Ping's title as shortest man was challenged by a boy from Nepal. But they thought the 1'9" Kagendra Magar would not qualify because he wasn't 18, and when he turned 18, they could review the case.
Did he make it?
He did make it, and at 2'2",
oh,
he took the title from He Ping Ping in 2010.
Growth spurt.
Mm-hmm. All right, would you rather be 2'2" or 12'8"? I think 2'2".
No. What would be funnier?
You could look up skirts.
I mean, 12'8".
That's...
12'8". That's 12 taller than this tent.
You could get to the league.
You couldn't do anything, though.
Well,
and you're going to die.
Yeah, you'll die at
2'5". You can't do much either. His Wikipedia page says he was a chain smoker. He ping ping.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
Growth spurt. It stunts your growth.
Yeah, it does. That's why.
Does Hezbollah smoke too?
I think so.
He died at 21. This new fella, the 2'2" chap from Nepal, died at 27.
Mm. So 27 club.
Our oldest living
Kurt Cobain.
Short person. Oldest. Huh, hold on. The shortest living man is what I meant to say. Is now 2'1".
Oh.
And that's Afshin Gadarzadeh. He is an Iranian Kurdish internet personality. He's 2'1".
All right.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Sid the Kid is 39.
Looks like he has a cute little bow tie.
Can we call him? Yeah.
Oh, he's handsome.
Can we call him Sid the Kid at 40?
He's stretching the kid age.
Bob DeMar DeRozan is 37.
Wow.
I didn't know DeMar DeRozan still played for the Bulls.
Who was that?
That was you doing Micah Parsons.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah. Mike Trout is 35.
Greatness.
Future Ranger.
I wonder what Trout Girl's thinking today. Oof.
Former Ranger Josh Smith is 29.
Where do we send him?
Toronto. Bob, mm-hmm. Who does he play for?
The Blue Jays, Sean.
Mm-hmm. And now, our feature birthdays of the day. There are three.
Okay.
And you tell me the odds of this happening. We will go in order of age, biggest to smallest.
Biggest age.
Yeah. Blake Bell is 35. Killer's friend. Kyler Murray is 29.
Ha.
And Jalen Hurts is 28. Like, what are we even doing here today? Why do any of us have to work? How do we celebrate these three birthdays while working?
But on Century Day.
What are the odds of that I collect 100 on their birth? What a gift for them.
See?
From me to them.
You should video a message to them. Congratulating them of having a birthday on you winning 100.
Do you think any of those three, and I'll include Jalen Hurts in this, could have ever won in the SEC? Hey.
I do.
Okay.
I love that.
I do.
It's a different game.
Could Jalen Hurts have won another national title in the SEC? Regular birthdays, Tobin Bell is 84. He's the old man from Saw. Jerry Turner.
The old man from Saw.
The Golden Bachelor, whose nuts got caught in the door and stretched out, is 75.
I thought that was Norm.
Oh, yeah. Wayne Knight is 71, the great Newman.
Newman.
Speaking of getting eaten by a velociraptor.
Yeah, I thought he died.
Or not a velociraptor. What was that thing?
That thing sped on him.
Yeah,
right?
It had the, like...
acid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool dinosaur.
Good way to die.
I wonder if we can find those.
The Dilophosaurus.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like it.
Hey, Dill.
Iron Maiden's frontman Bruce Dickinson is 68.
Oh,
greatness.
The Hardline's own David Duchovny is 66.
Hot.
He's hot.
David Duchovny?
Yeah, sure. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. Okay.
He had some show that was on that was based out here somewhere that I used to watch.
He's a sex addict?
Californication.
Yeah. That's fun.
He's a hand model.
Maggie Wheeler, Janice from Friends, is 65. Wow. Harold Perrineau, 63. He's the wheelchair black guy in Oz.
You could have just said the wheelchair guy.
He's in a wheelchair.
But all of your descriptors are super helpful.
Michael Shannon is 52.
Greatness.
That is one weird dude.
He is.
He's Zod in the new Superman.
In the Zack Snyder ones.
Yeah.
What was that line for, guy?
I said he likes to paint a picture for the listener, Bob.
You know, he always has. And
thank
we're
you.
All better because of it.
Thank you, Line 4 guy. The yeah. great Charlize Theron is 51. Furiosa oh, no. herself.
Calypso.
Man.
Yeah. Wouldn't be bad, stranded for 7 years.
Oh, before. Yeah.
I feel like I missed out on her. That's really all I got.
Remember when somebody sent us the picture of her smoking weed out of an apple?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was from like 2001 like, or something.
We are soulmates. We're apple mates.
That's...
She was at a Widespread show.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Annika Albright, she's 38. She's been in 830 films.
Oh.
Including Diesel Dongs. Don't tell Daddy I do black men.
Mark that.
That's a psychological thriller there.
And F My Face 2.
It's the best movie I've seen in a couple of years.
Not as good as one.
Do you need to watch the first one to get the second one?
Probably not.
Yes, definitely. It's
a prequel.
Born on This Day, Now Dead, Carl Switzer. That's Alfalfa, Bob. Didn't live a very long life. 1927 to 1959.
Nobody could stop his offense.
Barry. Robert Mueller, dead on this day, still dead to death. Born on. Wait, what?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
When did he die?
Last year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was very recent. Pretty recent.
Dead on this day, still dead. Speaking of smoke, Peter Jennings of ABC Evening News died of lung cancer at 67.
Four
packs a day.
Three, two.
It's pretty badass.
You think smoking's good for you?
Oh! Shut it down!
By the way, YJ's mad at you.
What? We'll let you guys go. Stay healthy. Ping, stay away from coke.
Bye, Justin.
But for
broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, this is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.